Hi, and welcome to the 20th episode of the Language Mandarins podcast. My name is Jonathan, and today I'm going to talk a little bit about accountability. As I mentioned before, I started the Add One Challenge with Brian Kwong this week, and I'm kind of comparing my experience in that group with my experience learning Russian in the Language Heroes Marathon. As of the first day, one of my observations is having to deal with my the commitment that I made to studying 1 hour of Russian per day, five times a week. On the Language Heroes Marathon, we fill in a spreadsheet and we log the amount of time that we study per day to kind of fulfill a weekly number of minutes or hours, depending on what we said we're going to learn. There is a possibility to juggle if one day is less than what we said we were going to study. So, for example, if I said I was going to study 1 hour on Monday and I ended up doing 40 minutes, well, perhaps the next day I could do 80 minutes and try to make up the time that I had to do in the 2 days. Whereas in the Add One Challenge, there's just a yay, nay to say, okay, did I do those 60 minutes? Yes or no? So there is no kind of wiggle room on, well, if I did some time, but I didn't do all of the time that I said I was going to do, well, that's a no. So it's a very simple question. It's almost as if somebody had kind of a gun to my head to say, okay, did you do what you said you were going to do? Yes or no. So if I have that kind of level of seriousness and it's just a simple yes-no question. Did I do what I said I was going to do? Or am I going to try to figure out some excuse to say why I didn't do it? Who am I giving those excuses to? Well, nobody except for myself. So why should I be accepting anything less than what I said I was going to do? That, I think, is one aspect that is really changing how I view my language goals. Like, what priority do I give to them? So if I say I'm going to do something, I have to do it. And I've mentioned this before, that the tendencies from the book by Gretchen Rubin that were mentioned in the Creative Language Learning podcast with Kirsten Cable and Lindsay Dow, that I think I consider myself an obliger. So if I respond more to the priorities set by other people, I sometimes have a hard time making good on my own priorities. And that's difficult sometimes because I do want to accomplish many goals with my language learning. And if I say I didn't do everything I was going to do that I said I was going to do today, maybe I can do a little bit more work tomorrow. But if I have the same problems of time commitments and energy and scheduling as I did today, what makes me guarantee that tomorrow is going to be better? If I had the same difficulties today, why is tomorrow going to be any different? So I'm kind of just giving excuses to myself, or not being fair to my goals, to saying, well, if I didn't do everything today, I'll have more time tomorrow. And I think that's just, it's not necessarily true. We don't know if we'll have more time tomorrow at all. There's no guarantees in life. So we just have to seize the opportunities that are presented each day. And it's a simple yes, no question of, did I do what I said I was going to do? Yes or no? So I have to think about that and make sure I commit to goals and projects that I am able to do. And especially if I say that I'm going to do them, that I do them. because otherwise people aren't necessarily going to believe me if I overcommit or if I guarantee results that are just not possible with not fully committing to the project or doing everything in the amount of time that I say it's going to take. I have to be careful with that in general. I think one of the reasons why I've struggled with the Language Heroes Marathon and the second one in these past 3 months is that I just was hoping that I would have more time later to be able to kind of catch up or to make up for lost time. Eventually, that didn't happen. Just the time commitments that I made and the effort that I made, just it was too many projects going on at the same time. Something got pushed aside, and unfortunately that was my Russian studies, while I had to start pushing the online teaching and creating this podcast, for example, and networking and meeting new teachers. But now with the AdOne Challenge, I definitely want to make my Russian a priority, and the yes, no question is a very serious opportunity to say, okay, I'm going to do an hour each day. Did I do it? Yes or no? So I ask the same thing of everybody who's listening to this. If you have language learning goals and you say that you're going to do something each day or each week, did you do it? Yes or no? If you are interested in taking English lessons with me or hearing more about my language meanderings, you can visit my website at hugginsinternational.com. That's HUGGINS international.com. Or you can send me an email at hugginsinternational@gmail.com. Thank you for listening and looking forward to the next podcast. Take care.